is stuck.
Hey, Dusty, this is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Almost to Friday, man. Countdown's almost over.
No, that's right.
Yes, sir. So, did you get the domain squared away?
Yes.
You did. Is it brownstoneservices.com? Is that what you purchased?
Brownstonecompleteservices.com.
Okay, so Brownstone Complete.
That's kind of a long name, but.
It's fine. Because it's just linked to your, all people will do is they'll click on it. You know what I'm saying? So it should be pretty easy.
Right, right.
Just so you know, on Google Guarantee too, let's say they click and go to your website, that is not considered a lead. Like, you have to actually talk to the person. And it has to be a appointment or a price inquiry. Okay. All right. So I got your website in here, brownstonecompleteservices.com. So what will happen for the custom website design, right? They're going to walk you through adding us on as manager to it. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we can put content on it for you. Okay.
So if we ever part ways, that's it. We just part ways and y'all quit managing it.
Yeah, correct, correct. But again, so I have 100% retention rate on this. You're not going to want to part ways. You'll just want to pause your leads when you're overbooked or out of season or whatever the case is, you know?
Do y'all host it as well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's included in keeping my leads turned on.
Correct, correct. Or even if you turn your leads off because you're a client, we host it.
I just pause them.
Just pause it. Yeah, you're never going to want to cancel. You just want to pause your leads from time to time when you get, like, overly booked, et cetera, you know?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so I got the domain in. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule your client interview with Ivan. This is your lead specialist. Again, he just wants to meet you. He'll go over, like, leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. He'll send you some customization emails. And most importantly, he's going to be able to make sure that application is pushed through correctly. Okay? Now,
have him reach out, I don't know, sometime to the later part of next week or even the early part of the week after.
Okay, so you need it like a week out. Okay.
Because he's probably going to want his 250, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. So I do the 250 in my call. So do you want me to call you next week? Does that work better for you?
I think so. Give me about 10 business days.
Okay, 10 business days. All right. So let me see here. 10 business days would be 2 weeks from now. That's a Thanksgiving, too. We're closed that day.
Okay, give me a call that Monday following Thanksgiving.
Okay, so the 28th. All right, I got you. And this time usually works for you, right? Around like 12, 15?
Man, it's a crapshoot, brother. To be honest with you, the best time to get a hold of me is probably 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
8:30.
Okay, okay. Oh, we get in at 9. So I can call you at 9. Does that work?
It's a crapshoot, to be honest with you, brother.
Okay, okay. I'll put you in early, so I'll just log in early and I'll get it done just to accommodate, okay? But since I'm going to log in early, I'm going to text you like Friday just to make sure that time still works, okay? That way I'm not sitting here twiddling my thumbs, you know? So,
that'll work. That sounds good.
All right, so I got you in for Monday, 8:30, and I'll shoot you a text. We're closed that Friday, so I'll shoot you a text on Wednesday then. Okay, the day before Thanksgiving.
Sounds great.
All right, awesome, awesome. All right, I'll talk to you then, okay?
Yes, sir, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.